December 20, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The right lines of work. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. John 12:32. Very few of us have any understanding of the reason why Jesus Christ died. If sympathy is all that human beings need, then the cross of Christ is a farce. There was no need for it. What the world needs is not a little bit of love, but a surgical operation. When you are face to face with a soul in difficulty spiritually, remind yourself of Jesus Christ on the cross. If that soul could get to God on any other line or in any other way, then the cross of Jesus Christ was not necessary. If you can help others by your sympathy or understanding, you are a traitor to Jesus Christ. You have to keep your soul rightly related to God and pour out for others on His line, not pour out on the human line and ignore God. The great note today is amiable religiosity. The one thing we have to do is to exhibit Jesus Christ crucified, to lift Him up all the time. Every doctrine that is not embedded in the cross of Christ will lead astray. If the worker himself believes in Jesus Christ and is banking on the reality of redemption, the people he talks to must be concerned. The thing that remains and deepens is the worker's simple relationship to Jesus Christ. His usefulness to God depends on that relationship and that relationship alone. The calling of a New Testament worker is to uncover sin and to reveal Jesus Christ as Savior. Consequently, he cannot be poetical. He must be sternly surgical. We are sent by God to lift up Jesus Christ, not to give wonderfully beautiful discourses. We have to probe straight down as deeply as God has probed us, to be keen in sensing the scriptures which bring the truth straight home and to apply them fearlessly. That's the end of Oswald's text. Our nature as human beings is to be sympathetic and to provide aid and assistance to those around us who are either less fortunate than ourselves or who just plain are needy, and we can help with that need. It is a human trait, not a divine trait, although it was granted to us by God when we were created and placed on this earth in the garden. However, most Christians are taught, or simply mistake, doing acts out of human sympathy for others as their testimony before God and the testimony of the saving faith of Jesus Christ, and there is no relationship whatsoever. If anything, doing things from our own sympathy, as Oswald says, makes us a traitor to God, which means doing things out of our personal sympathy, but in the name of God, is an affront to Jesus Christ himself. It is offensive to God and should therefore be reevaluated, reconsidered, and actually discontinued. Jesus Christ himself, when he was on the planet and he walked about among men, he did not heal out of his personal sympathy for the people. Occasionally he did a sympathetic thing. He fed the 4,000, he fed the 5,000, after they had gone way out of their way to follow him and his ministry and his teaching. But Jesus did not set out to do good works from a human sympathy standpoint. Jesus set out to do only what the Spirit of God led him to do and specifically charged him to do. He healed only those the Holy Spirit of God told him to heal. He raised only those who were dead that the Holy Spirit told him to raise from the dead. He did nothing of his own initiative and nothing of his own sympathies as a human being. And God expects us and desires of us that we operate the same way. Jesus' mandate was, and his command to us was simply to be obedient to the Spirit, immediately obedient to the Spirit. We must hear the Spirit and not our own sympathy. When God says heal, heal. When God says walk on by, walk on by. Don't let your personal sympathy come between yourself and your intimacy with God, and thereby pleasing him by doing what is his will versus what is your sympathetic purpose.